Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Proverbs, so if you find the middle of the Bible, around the Psalms, take a right, one book to Proverbs. Find Proverbs 23. We'll be reading Proverbs 23 and 24, thinking about some devotional pauses along the way, application at the end, and then closing in prayer. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. I thank you for Proverbs and how full they are of wisdom. Help me to learn from it today, Father. Help me to take something from these Proverbs to apply to my life, to apply skillfully to the knowledge you've given me so that I will live in wisdom. And I'll thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 23. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. I want to pause there just for a moment to remind you that these proverbs often are not in like topical order, but they go back and forth often in the just in the style of this literature. So what I want to encourage you to do is you hear something that sticks out to you, maybe just write it down, write down the verse or go back to it and really look for at least just, even if it's just one proverb that really catches your attention that you want to apply today. Verse 6, do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who always thinks about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments. Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Now that there in verse 12 is something we hear often through Proverbs. Verse 13, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. And by the way, the fear of the Lord is a key theme here in Proverbs. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Verse 19, listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father, you who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men. Verse 29, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine? Who go to sample bowls of mixed wine? Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights and your mind will imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? That's the end of Proverbs 23. There is several things in this particular proverb, it seems, about drinking and eating too much. Eating, of course, and enjoying food is not a sin. Drinking wine also is not a sin, but too much certainly is, and it gives some wise warnings against, in this case, alcohol, because of the effect that it can have, as well as eating too much. Proverbs 24. Do not envy the wicked, do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths. Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and people detest a mocker. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, "But we knew nothing about this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? So there's a lot here about personal responsibility, helping others, not getting involved in with others plotting evil things. Verse 13. Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there's a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked, for the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Verse 21. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials, for those two will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities they can bring. These also are the sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the innocent, "You are innocent," to the guilty, "You are innocent," will be cursed by prophets and denounced by nations, but it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, "I'll do to them as they have done to me. I'll pay them back for what they did." I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. That's the end of Proverbs 24 and the end of our reading for today. Well, there's a lot there. Maybe you want to go through and read back through these Proverbs if something did not stick out to you. But what is it that I'm taking away from this today? I'm looking at Proverbs 24. Verses 19 and 20. It says, "Do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. For the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out." There are days where it seems like the wicked are doing pretty well, and they seem to be winning, so to speak. Many of the righteous seem to be losing, terrible things happening to them. And even though this is a proverb, which means that things don't always come exactly to pass as it may say, or certainly in our time, or even in the way we think about it, and yet it's still truth, it's still wisdom. And so my application is to consider that I trust in God and His wisdom, that that those who are wicked, those who do things against God, those who do things against His people, they will face judgment, they will face consequences. Maybe it'll happen right away. Maybe it'll happen in their lifetime. Maybe it's a part of final judgment. I don't know. But wisdom certainly shows that we should not be anxious just because people are doing evil. They will always do evil. But God knows, God cares. And in His right timing, He will do something about it. So I'm going to trust in that today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these Proverbs. And Father, help me just in these days where I can get frustrated. I can start to feel the beginnings of fear in my heart. That, Father, I will not fear because I know you and trust you and you are sovereign God. Even when things do not go the way that I want them to, even if that happens in the future, even if it gets worse for believers in this world, I will trust in you. Do your will, Father, and help me to trust in you no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen.